It's Three Chords and the Truth, a program showcasing the best in alternative, roots, and Americana music. With your hosts, Paddy McHugh and Jen Myers. Music, interviews, and musings. Right here on 98.9 FM in Brisbane and around the many nations now called Australia on the National Indigenous Radio Service and the Community Radio Network.
Are tuned into Three Chords and the Truth. This is Jen Myers. I'm accompanied in the studio, as always, by my mate and friend, Paddy McHugh. Hey, Paddy, how's it going?
Hello, Jen. How are you?
I'm real good, buddy.
I was just fist pumping there.
It's good to be here.
I'm feeling good today.
Yeah, you're looking good, buddy.
Thank you. And
we have a great theme
as well.
Yes, we do.
And a good guest.
Yes, we have all the good stuff. All the good stuff is coming.
And our show, Jen, of course, is brought to the listeners by our wonderful sponsor, myprodrive.com.au. But before we jump into it, Jen, we will do what we always do, which is stop to acknowledge the Jagera people as the traditional custodians of the land here in the West End of Brisbane, where this show is recorded.
We would also like to acknowledge all of the traditional custodians of all the lands where this show is broadcast.
Now, this week's show, Jen, has a bit of a theme.
Yes, we are.
It's about ladies, so I'll let you bring it in.
Well, we decided to go with the ladies of the road, you know, songs themed around the road, and these ladies also travel quite a bit. They're a bit of troubadours themselves.
Now, we've done a show about being on the road.
Yes.
It's a very sort of ever-present topic in country music.
We've done a couple road-themed shows.
But this time we're focusing on ladies of the road.
Just the gals.
The female perspective.
Just the gals. Because I think it's an interesting thing because, like, I mean, you know, I go out and tour here and there, and I'm planning a new tour right now. And one of the things I've been discussing with my husband and my manager is, you know, being female and being out on the road alone.
Mm.
And that's like a big thing. So I'm actually decided to take another gal along with me, and that, you know, we'll be going out on the road together when I do this Joni show way, way far away from now. But it's a thing. Being a woman on the road is a different perspective than just being a guy on the road. Dangers are abundant, but it's also, you know, like for everybody, there's the call of the road, but imagine the call of the road if you have to get over the dangers of it as well. Like it's really elusive.
Yes.
The thing that's pulling you, but I love the road. Like I feel almost more at home on the road than at home sometimes. It's a really weird thing. I don't know if it's the same for you.
Yeah, somewhat. Look, I'm always happy to get back home, usually by the end of it, especially by the end of a long festival or something, but yeah.
But yeah, do you ever get the thing where you get into, like, you get into the groove of it and you feel like, you know, you wake up every day and you're just, there's no dramas, even if you've had a late one and maybe a few drinks, the gig at the night before, that kind of thing, but you just get that road pacing.
Yeah, and I think for me what it is that when you're actually doing a run of gigs and you get in your stride as a musician, the more you play, the easier it becomes. And usually after a run of shows, you feel like you're getting in the groove, the band locks in, things like that.
Yeah.
And you start to feel really good about it, and you wake up in the morning and you wake up and the first thing you think is like, wow, how good was last night? And then your next thought is, we get to do it again tonight, and that's great.
Yeah, and I mean, even if that means, you know, we have to drive 4 hours to the next place to load our gear and then do the sound check and do this thing and then do it again, there is a romantic side of the road. And yeah, I figured we would let the ladies talk through song about that type of stuff.
Brilliant. All right. Yeah, well, we're going to start with the song. Actually, this is the first one we both just instantly jumped to.
Yeah.
So we have to start with it. Yeah. Carolyn Spence.
Caroline Spence.
Hotel Amarillo. All righty.
Somewhere to crash where I can turn off the light. watching a movie. It's so fucking plain. You just sit there in silence. Misery's at your door. You turn up the TV so you can't hear anymore. You can drown in your riches. You can trade in your wealth. I'll take that 40,000 star hotel. I've watched you for days. Your eyes say don't lie. I can tell you don't approve the 40,000 star life. You just sit there drinking your bullshit wine. Then you run a label and it stacks up just fine. It's older than you, but it's good for your health. I'll take the 40,000 star hotel.
40,000 Star Hotel with her great tune, 40,000 Star Hotel.
And our theme this week, Jen, is Ladies of the Road. So we're playing songs by artists who sing about the road or just travel a lot and play a lot of gigs.
Yeah.
Which segues well into our next artist.
She's the reason I came up with the theme.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we're going to be speaking with her after we play the song. We're going to give you a taste to lead it in and then have a chat with her. Her name is Tracy McNeil. We've actually spoken with her on this show before, but we just kind of get enough. And this
well, she's got a new record out and it's fantastic and, you know.
We've always got time for Tracy. And look, she's just been touring, you know, not only in Australia, but she's been overseas in Canada. She's been in America as well.
She does it all the time.
Yep. So she lives on the road. She's one of those people who actually walks the walk. So.
She knows her stuff.
Yep. The last song was called 40,000 Stars. This song's called Stars. Mm-hmm. And it's by our guest artist this week, Tracy McNeil, and we'll be chatting with her next. Here we go.
I watch you through a telescope to get the details right, but you're moving too fast, blur, and you're out of sight. So we're checking with the cosmos, see what they have to say. If you're holding on to something that isn't yours, the love will slip away. Say, it's written in the stars.
You are tuned into Three Chords and the Truth, and we are joined on the phone from Melbourne, I'm going to assume, by Tracy McNeil. How are you going, Tracy?
I'm great. It's great to be chatting with you too.
Now, did I get Melbourne right? Are you in Melbourne?
Is that where you are?
Well, yeah, I'm technically in Heidelberg house sitting because I'm technically homeless at the moment. So we're doing some house sitting. Yeah, I'm touring all year, so I'm living out of a van.
Yeah,
so, well, yes.
That leads in perfectly well with our theme
exactly
of this week, which is about ladies of the road and talking about touring. Look, you are everywhere. Tell us where you've been in like the last year.
The kickoff of 2020 was the start of, okay, let's quit the day jobs for a year and just focus on music. So January found, so when I say we, I'm talking my guitarist, Dan Parsons, who's also my partner, and we left Brisbane and we toured all the way down the coast, down through kind of the fire zone. It was a tumultuous time, as you can imagine. And we did a benefit show, and we've done a free show. And it was all canceled because of the fires. It was just such an emotional, crazy kind of January start to the year, as we all know. Mm. But that started the tour. So we went down the East Coast and touring both our music. And then now my band, For You Be the Lightning, my band tour has kicked off. And we've been to New South Wales on the first leg of the tour, and it spans about 3 months. So when we're not in the van with the whole band, the 5-piece band, we are living in Dan's van, which is now camperized.
Nice.
And we're traveling around playing duo double bill gigs, just one of Dan's songs, one of my songs, to kind of fill in the gaps and make some bread and butter. And we just love playing in that format as well. And then we join up with the band and hit the road, and our next venture is up to Brisbane, to Queensland and New South Wales, northern New South Wales.
Wow. And of course, this is off the back of just coming back from Canada and the US recently, which is, I'm sure, has a lot of stories. But look, what compels you to go out on the road? Like, it's a pretty tough gig. It's a pretty tough life. It has its joys, but it also has its challenges. Are you mad?
Yeah, probably. I mean, I've always had the comfort of doing a day job and touring when I can, in holidays, in breaks. And last year we did 3 months in Canada, and that was, you know, I was on long service leave. Mm. So it was a bit of a cushy position to be in, to be totally honest. But this year, the difference is, we really are just living off the music. So, you know, if you don't play, you don't eat kind of thing. And I don't know, there's just this really exciting thing about not knowing where you're going to go the next day. Like, we've had several days or even weeks where we're just chasing the sun, really. We look at the weather chart and we go, where's it sunny? Where's it not going to rain for the next week? And we just, oh, Castlemaine, great. We'll go there. We find a campground that's like a free public campground and just park out and we're in the woods and it's beautiful. Or we pull up along the side of the river and camp there. You know, it's been really, or the ocean. It's been amazing. So not knowing where you're going to be the next day is kind of also liberating. And having said that, we're house sitting a little bit too, but yeah, mostly on the road.
Wow,
that's amazing, Tracy. I've heard you and Dan do the duo thing together a few times now, and I can't imagine how much like togetherness it even gets more together than it ever was before with all these dates under your belt. Like, if you're always playing, you just said, if you're not playing, you're not eating. Like, how has that changed the actual shows for you guys? Like, how much are you like just anticipating each other's thoughts and music as you're playing?
Yeah, I reckon there's definitely something in that. I mean, there's no escaping each other, which is not a problem for us. It's good. But, you know, you're 24 hours a day together, and between trying to figure out where you're going to sleep that night and what you're going to eat and what you know, and then getting a set list ready and off to the gig, you know, there actually isn't a surprising amount of hours left to just pick up the guitars and jam.
Right.
But our shows have become tighter just because we're doing them, like you say, it's just more frequently. And yeah, we are kind of inseparable in that way.
It must be so intuitive.
Yeah,
like,
it really is.
As soon as you start doing something, you must be just following each other down the intuition rabbit hole all the time in your shows.
Absolutely, we are kind of, you know, I can tell what he's thinking about what I'm playing, and he can probably tell what I'm thinking about what he's playing, and it allows us to kind of it's kind of cool because it allows us to take more risks, I think, now, like, because we can just trust that we're going to come out on the other side and we're going to still, it's going to be fine, you know?
Yeah.
So we can kind of just read where the other one wants to go and trust and follow and go to some new places, which you always want that, you know? It can become a bit same-same. So we try to have it so that each show and each time we go into these songs, or big solo breaks or jam out moments, that we can really just say, well, where's it going to go tonight? And it's not going to be the same as it was last night or the night before. Mm. And that you can only, I think, get when you really trust someone.
Yeah, well, and you're both so musical. So when you combine your musicality and your love for what you do with the intuitive thing and the being together doing it so frequently, it must be just magical.
Well, it's pretty fun. It's pretty special. And yeah, it doesn't come around every day. Oh. And just to kind of expand on that, like, I'm the luckiest girl in the world because I've got, like, woman in the world, really. I've got, you know, a whole band. The band... there's five people in that band, including myself, but the Bree and Bernie and Craig Kelly now on bass and Dan, we all just feels like a breathing organism, you know, like everybody's so locked in and they're such great players. And none of these sounds on this new record songs would sound like they do without the band. And Dan's co-produced the album. So his vision and his ideas, like, I'm so lucky to have these people. And so, you know, Dan and my experience as a duo, when you expand that out into the band as well, it's quite a similar thing. We've played together for so long, most of us. And so I feel like I'm in such safe hands. And yeah, it's really exciting whether and how lucky to have the option to do either or, you know, the band or the duo. It's really, really cool.
That's so cool.
Tracy, we've got enough time for one more question. I wanted to ask, how much does your touring and living on the road influence your songwriting, if at all?
Yeah, for sure. I think, you know, we started to write songs together as well. I mean, as I've always toured, let me just think about this for a sec. My, like, You Be the Lightning, there's a lot of, you know, Highway Girl is a song about, a woman on a kind of self-destructive path, you know. But being on the road hasn't really made it into my song. Time and travel that way, like the essence of time and me being so far away from Canada, my homeland, that makes it into my songs. But we've started kind of writing together and I'm noticing that the themes are changing a bit. You know, for example, we're working on something about the kindness of strangers on the road, that it's often, you know, the people you don't know that lend you a hand or give you a bed to sleep in or, you know, so the themes are kind of working their way into the songwriting now as I'm doing it more. So that's pretty cool. So who knows where that'll end up with the next project. It might be all highway songs. Who knows?
That's an amazing thing, that kind of vulnerability that the road gives you. I experienced a bit of that. I did that Camino walking trail, and you're vulnerable, and you need handouts. You need people to help you. And so you're out there on the road, you get a flat tire and, you know, that kind of situation. People just come out of the woodwork and people are so kind and you don't know it until you're out there and you're vulnerable.
That's it. And like, I don't know about you, Jen, but I'm not someone that can ask for help easily. Like, I can handle it.
I'm
like, yeah. Like, you're kind of like the one woman army, you know, like I can do this. I've got it. So that was a big learning curve for me to kind of go, you know what? Yes, thank you. I will take that. Or yes, I will. We'd love to stay over for the night, even though we've just met you. You could be axe murderers, but it seems right, and the vibe is cool, and we've been jamming, so let's do it. You know, like, and we would love that beautiful pasta you just made us. Instead of no thanks, we got it, and then scrounging something together. Like, opening your heart and being receptive to people's generosity. We're now in a position where I'm actually able to actually receive that instead of pushing it away because I had a job and a house and, you know,
well, it's
I
the
didn't
thing,
necessarily need it.
Yeah, it's the thing. You have a job and a house and you can take care of yourself. But if you're out there and you need something and someone offers and then they give it to you. And then not only is it the generosity, it's the thing that comes after that. It's the relationship that builds off of that generosity and the trust. And you meet some of the best friends of your life that way.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And people have been so generous, you know, lending their homes. If you need a shower, you need a bed. It's like people just seem to know the creature comforts that you're going to need. Mm-hmm. And they've been reaching out to us and offering that up. And we've met some wonderful people. And some kind of, you know, great experiences along the way. People that we're now going to set up shows with the next time we go out, mm-hmm. because they're musicians as well. And so you're right. Yeah, you build a network in that way, and a like-minded network. So it's really cool. We're actually going to be in Brisbane in a couple of days, which is exciting.
Oh, so yeah. I'm excited. I'm coming to the show.
And we look forward to extending our hospitality to you.
That's right. If you guys need a place to shower.
I got a shipping container in my backyard. You're welcome to it.
So where's the gig, just for our listeners? Where's the gig?
Yeah, so we're playing the Milk Factory. So actually, we roll into town on the Saturday, and we're playing a free show at Sonic Sherpa, the record store.
Oh, yeah.
At 1 o'clock, we're going to play as like a taste tester kind of thing for that night. And if you come along to that, we're going to give away a couple double passes to the show that night, which is at the Milk Factory. So it's the 28th of March with David Shack. He's a local guy. He's great. He's going to be supporting. And then we head up on the 29th on Sunday to Moanbimby, and we're playing the Courthouse Hotel with Naomi Connell supporting. So it's a fun weekend in Queensland and northern New South Wales.
And if you're listening to this anywhere on the Community Radio Network and you're not in southeast Queensland, you can head to Tracy McNeil's website and check out where she's playing near you
well. They're going to be playing all over the country for the next little bit. So get in there and find out if they're coming near you.
Well, Tracy, thank you very much for taking the time to speak with us. We really appreciate it.
Thanks so much. Thanks, Patty. Thanks, Jen, so much for having me. It's been great to chat.
It's a great pleasure for us always, Tracy. Thank you.
And we'll see you on the road.
All right. See you on the road.
See ya. Bye.
That was our guest this week, Tracy McNeil with Highway Girl. You are tuned to Three Chords and the Truth. And Jen Myers, I'd like to take a moment to talk about our sponsor, myprodrive.com.au. MyProDrive has a staff of experienced driving instructors who would like to help you through the licensing process. Their teaching methods have been very successful, with students able to achieve a driver license test pass on their very first driving test.
MyProDrive has both male and female instructors with a variety of backgrounds. MyProDrive will match an instructor to you, ensuring that you learn to drive in a way that best suits you.
You feel comfy.
Yeah, we want to make you comfortable.
That's right. So to book your lesson with MyProDrive, just head to their website, myprodrive.com.au, and book your driving lesson today.
That's myprodrive.com.au.
All right, Gemma, let's get back to the music.
Let's do it.
You're tuned to Three Chords and the Truth, a weekly hoedown showcasing the best in Americana music with your hosts, Patty McHugh and Jen Myers.
That's right, Three Chords and the Truth episode is Ladies of the Road, featuring artists who sing about the road, talk about the road, live on the road, work on the road. Mm. And we're going to do some Lucinda Williams. She's definitely a lady of the road.
Yeah, yeah. She's road tested, Lucinda. She's amazing. We're going to do two tunes from Car Wheels on a Gravel Road, which is the classic Lucinda Williams record.
Yes.
We're going to do Joy and then Can't Let Go.
All right.
I mean, you just gotta.
Of course.
You just gotta.
baby, one more time. Don't make me sit all alone and cry while it's over. I know it, but I can't let go. I'm like a fish out of water, a cat in a tree. You don't even wanna talk to me. Well, it's over. I know it, but I can't let go. He won't take me back when I come around. Says he's sorry, then he puts me out. I got a big chain around my neck and I'm broken down like a train wreck. Well, it's over. I know it, but I can't let go. See, I got a candle that burns so bright in my window every night. Well, it's over. I know it, but I can't let go. You don't like to see me standing around. Feel like I've been shot and fall down. Well, it's over. I know it, but I can't let go. He won't take me back when I come around. Says he's sorry, then he pulls me out. I got a big chain around my neck and I'm broken down like a train wreck. Well, it's over. Just ain't right. Well, it's over. I know it, but I can't let go. Around every corner, something I see brings me right back how I used to be. Well, it's over. I know it, but I can't let go. He won't take me back when I come around. Says he's sorry, then he pulls me out. I got a big chain around my neck and I'm broken down like a train wreck. Well, it's over. I know it, but I can't let go. He won't take me back when I come around. Says he's sorry, then he pulls me out. I got a big chain around my neck and I'm broken down like a train wreck. Well, it's over. I know it, but I can't let go. It's over. I know it, but I can't let go. It's over. I know it, but I can't let go. It's over.
Right, you're listening to Three Chords and the Truth, and this week's episode is all about the ladies of the road. Now, Patty, you picked this next one. Where are you taking us?
Dana Gurman.
Oh, yeah.
Touring a goddess. This is Hell or High Water, and love this album, this artist, this track.
Yeah. This record's called Find a Way, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's so good.
Yeah. All right, let's spin it.
I'm through dreading water. Can't be what it's all about.
Patty McHugh, I'd like to take a moment to talk about our new sponsor, MyProDrive Australia.
Awesome.
Now, with MyProDrive, you can learn to drive in vehicles currently used in industry. So you have experience in the real world driving the kinds of rigs you will be driving on the workforce.
So you learn to drive in the vehicles that you're most likely going to actually drive around. That's pretty handy.
That has to come in handy, I think. Yeah.
That makes sense. So if you're interested in learning to drive with MyProDrive's experienced driving instructors in their latest fleet, get in touch to book your lesson today. Visit myprodrive.com.au.
That's myprodrive.com.au.
All right, Jen, let's get back to the music.
Let's do it.
Ain't no talking to this man. Ain't no pretty other side. Ain't no way to understand the stupid words of pride. Yeah, we're taking acrobats and I already tried all that, so I'm gonna let him fly. And things can move at such a pace. The second hand just waved goodbye. And know the light has left his face, but you can't recall just where or why. So there was really nothing to it. I just went and cut right through it. I said, I'm gonna let him fly. Tell me so. Took a while to understand the beauty of just letting go. Cause it would take an acrobat. I already tried all that. I'm gonna let him fly.
Was the amazing Patty Griffith with Let Him Fly. We just saw her.
Yeah.
She's so good.
So good. Time travels.
Time travelers.
Jen, it is our favorite time of the show.
It is.
It is shout out time.
Shout out time.
Where we're saying hello to our listeners who might be listening to us in places that we want them to know. We know they're there and we appreciate
you're
them.
We there.
So this week's shout-out, Jen, yes, is going to Candos in New South Wales, which is, I had to look this one up.
Yes, we
just
did.
A bit out of Mudgee.
Outside of Mudgee. Lithgow.
Yeah. Lithgow, Mudgee, kind of between. Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Beautiful spot, I imagine.
All right. I haven't been there.
No, but it's near the back of the Blue Mountains there, that big expanse of wine. But probably heavily burnt recently. So I don't know, but I hope
Candos. It's
right. Yeah, hope nobody is suffering too much.
All right. Well, this shout-out is coming to you via the National Indigenous Radio Service and the Community Radio Network. Thanks for tuning in, folks.
Yes, we appreciate it. All right, Jen, we're going to do another one. What do we got?
I got a Bonnie Raitt tune.
Cool.
It's called A Million Miles.
All right, let's spin it.
Let's spin it.
That's the end of our Ladies of the Road episode, Jen. We'll catch everyone next week.
See you next week.
Took a part of me that I really miss. I keep asking myself, how long can it go on like this? You told yourself a lie. That's all right, I told myself one too. Well, I try to get closer, but I'm still a million miles from you. Silver and you took the gold. You left me standing out in the cold. People ask about you. I didn't tell them everything I knew. Well, I try to get closer, but I'm still a million miles from you. I'm drifting in and out of dreamless sleep. Somehow my memory's in a ditch so deep. I did so many things I never did intend to do. And I try to get closer, but I'm still a million miles from. Maybe in the next life I'll be able to hear myself think. I feel like talking to somebody, but I just don't know who. Well, I try to get closer, but I'm still a million miles from you. Rock me pretty, baby. Rock me all at once. Rock me for a little while, and rock me for a couple of months. You know, honey, I'll rock you too. Well, I try to get closer, but I'm still a million miles. Put me up for a day or two. Yes, I try to get closer, but I'm still a million miles. Yes, I try to get closer, but I'm still a million miles.